When you think about a woman, let's take like breasts, it's lumps of fat and glands. So is that really such an attractive thing? Now, yes, in our mind, we have that, we're instinctually wired to be attracted, to have those attraction cues. But when you think about what is actually valuable, what's gonna make you happy is. He says here, hey, John, I hope you're well. Just had a question going through my head. Do you think looks is always the most important in a relationship? I mean, as guys, we're usually attracted to the most pretty girls, but sometimes you could go on a date with a super hot girl, but not have much to talk about. On the other hand, you could be dating a woman who maybe isn't the most pretty, but you have things in common and things to talk about. So should we be prioritizing looks when we look for a girlfriend? Just curious to hear your thoughts about the looks versus personality debate. So this is interesting, right? Men do generally value looks more than women do. I know there's debate about that, but this is the case historically. So the question is really, should you, right? So the answer, I'll just give it to you right now, which is no, it should not be the most important thing, right? Like the gentleman who emailed me said here, you know, you could be with a super hot girl and you don't have much to talk about. You don't have much in common. Now, you got to really consider this because you're talking about spending a significant amount of time with a person. There's a lot more than just how they look that is going to come into play. I like to look back at the Stoic viewpoint of this, sort of Marcus Aurelius talking about how a wineskin is just the skin of a cow that's aged, or to think of wine as just some old grapes. So when you think about things that way, when you think about a woman, let's take like breasts, it's lumps of fat and glands. So is that really such an attractive thing? Now, yes, in our mind, we have that, we're instinctually wired to be attracted, to have those attraction cues. But when you think about what is actually valuable, what's going to make you happy is spending time with someone that you enjoy spending time with. What's going to make you happy is going to be how that person treats you, the kind of relationship that you have, even if it's a short term, even for a night or two, when the lights go out, how she looks is just a picture that you have in your head, right? When you close your eyes, you don't see that. Now, I'm not suggesting that you pick subpar women. I'm not suggesting that you lower your standards greatly, but what I am suggesting is that your standards are different than maybe what the world sees, right? So if you're judging your standard for evaluating women based on Instagram view of what makes a very attractive woman, it's going to be a problem for you for a couple of reasons. One is because all the world has that same viewpoint, and she is going to have a very inflated sense of value. You look at my friend Myron Gaines and Fresh Prince CEO, you look at their podcast, Fresh and Fit, you look at the kind of women that they bring on there a lot of times. And those women, especially in Miami there, some of them aren't very hot, but a lot of them are, and they know that they are, and they're using that to make money. They're essentially having very poor character traits because of their perceived attractiveness by the rest of the world. So their valuation is based on something that is not actually valuable to the individual, but is valuable to the conglomerate, to the whole. But to the individual man who is dealing with that woman, even on a short term, even on a date, she's not very valuable to him, right? She's valuable to him in the sense that other people think that she's valuable. Therefore, he gains sort of a status for being with her. But as far as the qualities that she provides him, it's very low value. So you're seeing something that is perceived to be a very high value, and it is to the group, but is very low value to the individual. As a man, if you're evaluating just based on what other people think her value is, or just on that physical attractiveness level, even for the short term, right, you're going to be perceiving that you're getting a large value, but you're not actually getting a large value. So as a man, you should really not be going out there looking for a girlfriend. You should just be going out there and just learning to just go and speak to women, right? Just to go and do cold approach, to see what happens, to not have expectations, right? A man is the guardian of relationship. A woman is the guardian of sex, right? Remember that. This is very important. And there's sort of an exchange, right? Because if she sees you as valuable enough, then she is going to want to pursue relationship with you. And then you now have something to ensure that she treats you in the proper way, right? Because if she wants something from you, she wants commitment, she wants you being a high value man who is able to have other women be attracted to him. And if you guys are struggling with that, let me just quickly tell you, Bulldog Mindset membership, $7 for the first month. Go check it out. I teach you how to be a top 5% man, to be an actual man that women are pining for, that women are fighting over, that has selection. Because when you're that guy, now you have this negotiating chip. But go check it out if you haven't already. $7 for the first month. Like I said, it's just a huge community of men that are working on their purpose. A lot of tips on dating, everything from relationships to building your ideal physique, to making money, building a business, becoming financially independent, all that stuff. I teach you in there, plus a huge community and a lot of really cool stuff. So go check it out. Okay, that's how you can become a top 5% man. Now, granted that you are a man of that value, that women do want, what criteria can you evaluate on? And the biggest one that I talk about all the time, if you've seen in many of my videos, is talking about, does she treat you like a king? That's the most important thing. Now, obviously you have to be physically attracted to her, but let's say that you had some girl that you're super ridiculously physically attracted to in the beginning stages of meeting her. And then you had a girl that you're physically attracted to, not of a super high degree, but of enough. And we played this out for, let's say, a 6 month or let's say a year time period. Okay. Cause the question here was about a girlfriend. Let's say we play this out to a year time frame. What is going to determine the ultimate happiness of you in that relationship? Is it going to be the attractiveness, right? If you had the super attractive girl that treated you poorly, or if you had the girl that you're a little bit less attracted to, but she treated you divinely. If you're looking in the long term, potentially someone who would be a good mother, someone who would be a good mate down the road, someone who would support you and lift you up so that you could do the heavy lifting of building a business, of setting up your life, of running your ship. So you need to think about all of these things. Those are really the more critical things. But whereas most guys that I'm talking to, I'm seeing they're evaluating just on looks. And there's a twofold problem with that. One of those is that, like I said, if you're doing that, you're going to be setting yourself up for trouble because those aren't the most important things 6 months, 1 year down the road. Okay. And then second, you're also going to be limiting your options because you're going to make yourself less attractive. Because women in general, they have the sense, they know if a guy's just evaluating based on looks, and if he is, he's going to seem much more low value. And thus you're going to get less attractive women. You're going to get less quality women because it puts you in this desperate sort of needy stage. Because the first criteria that most men evaluate on is on looks. You can tell if a guy's higher value because he's going to evaluate on more than looks, and the higher value guys are going to evaluate more than looks. Because if you're a guy that doesn't have access to very many women, you're going to evaluate just on looks probably because you don't have much else to go on. You don't have any secondary criteria. So you're going to use that as a primary criteria. If you're a guy that has access, that is a top 5% man, that women do want to be with, that is attractive to women in general, and has a wide variety of women to select from, then you're going to say there's some other criteria that I'm going to look at. You're obviously going to be able to get a woman that's attractive enough to you, but then you're going to make some other judgments. And so that's how women are going to actually know that you're of high value. It's going to be a status indicator, and it's going to allow you to actually attract higher quality and better women and more attractive women overall. It's just going to widen your selection pool. So that's a good question. And I'm a little disappointed that the question even is asked, that it's just assumed that looks is the most important thing in a relationship, right? Again, you have this social pressure. I've seen videos where guys are literally shaming guys' girlfriends or wives or stuff like that because they're not as attractive, thinking that's the only trait that's important, not realizing that there's a lot more than that. And so you have this societal pressure that your self-worth as a man is based on the attractiveness of the woman you're with. Okay, now, granted, there is some importance to that to a degree, but it's important only in the sense that it is important to you. We're talking about being your own man. And again, Bulldog Mindset membership, I talk about this all the time. How do you be a man? The primary thing, it's all about using your own judgment, right? If you're relying on other people's judgment, if you're relying on other people's evaluation, their validation, you're not your own man. So you could meet other people's standards. And some people are, you know, no matter what, they're going to disagree. They're always going to make fun of you. They're always going to be sour grapes. They're always going to be upset at you or find some flaw in what you're doing. But if you're basing it mostly on the external, okay, and not the internal, and that's how you value yourself, and that's what you allow to be your judgment, you've already failed. You're not a man, okay? So it's more important, what do you think, right? It's not important what I think. It's not important what other people think. It's more important if you're making that decision, what do you think? You could have a girl that, honestly, that the rest of the world thinks is ugly. That's fine. It doesn't matter if you're attracted to her and she is high value in your eyes in the other areas and she makes you happy. That's going to be the most important thing, but you have to be honest with yourself at the same time. So you can't just say, oh no, no, I believe these things. If you feel like there's something better that you would want and she's not meeting those criteria, but you're saying, no, no, my judgment says that she is everything that I want, you're fooling yourself as well. Right? And many guys that have one-itis or have crushes, they're fooling themselves on that, okay? Because they just have a limited selection. So in order for you to actually be at that place where you can make that evaluation, you must have a large selection. So you have to learn how to become a guy of high value first, to have a large selection, and then to make a choice. A choice that is made for you, or a choice, the illusion of a choice is no choice at all, right? If you have no choice, you didn't make a choice, okay? You accepted what was given to you.